NASA did the cyber unthinkable. Its chief information officer let one of the authorizations for a major network expire. The network, used by almost every employee and contractor and managed by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, is missing hundreds of thousands of software patches, and Rene Wynn, the CIO, no longer could sign off on the authority to operate, or ATO, for the end-user network. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller got the scoop about NASA's continued cyber problems and wrote about it in his reporter's notebook this week, and he joins me now to discuss. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jared.
So what are the practical consequences of not having an ATO on the ACES network? Does it just go offline entirely? What's the status?
I think a lot of people wish certain systems, when they lost their ATO, go offline. But in fact, it doesn't go offline, and not much changes, generally speaking, meaning this is a major network and they just can't unplug it from the wall, so to speak, and say, well, because it doesn't have the requirements, it is no longer going to be used. That would basically stop all of NASA's efforts. But what it does do is it really brings to the attention of auditors, of OMB, of Congress, of so many people, the problems with this contract and this network. Now, the problem here, Jared, is the fact is ACES, the Agency Consolidated End User Services, is for laptops, is for desktops. Just as a reminder, NASA awarded a $2.5 billion contract to HP, Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, back in 2010. It's a 10-year contract, and it's basically to manage NASA's personal computing hardware, agency software, mobile information technology services, accessories, peripherals, all those end user, the things that you and I, everybody uses every day at their desk. And what has gone on is, as of July 24th, NASA's CIO, Rene Wynn, said, I cannot sign off on this ATO, I cannot renew it. What she did do was sign a conditional ATO. Now, my sources tell me this is not a conditional ATO for the entire system, just for the management tools, but not for the laptops and desktops. Now, here's the problem with that, Jared. There is no such thing as a conditional ATO.
Slight problem. There's
no, it's just a slight problem that there is no such thing. OMB policy, NIST standards, FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act. So what she's doing is just not done anymore. And I talked to several different sources, both in and out of government, cybersecurity experts, and they said, listen, maybe a conditional ATO was okay 3 or 5 or 7 years ago, but it's just not done anymore because of all the cyber challenges that the government has faced. It's post-OPM breach, the Cybersecurity National Action Plan, and all those things that OMB has put out. So I think there's a couple things. I think Rene Wynn's trying to send a message to both HP and NASA at large, but also she's also maybe trying to alert the auditors, say, hey, maybe I need some help to force HP to meet my needs.
And Jason, what were you able to learn about how bad the security on this network actually is? I mean, how did it rise to the level where a CIO says, I cannot in good conscience sign off on an ATO?
So Jared, as you may remember, I wrote a big story back in February about NASA's problems. It's related to this ACES contract, but it's also broader. It's a cultural thing. It's a long-standing problem. This updated story talks about, really focused on, software patches and software patches on the ACES contract. And I got a hold of some data that shows, just on the ACES contract itself, the total number of machines, over 39,000, are missing more than 378,000 critical patches. That's about, on average, that's 9.6 critical missing patches per system, per machine, if you will. And that is in comparison, Jared, to the entire NASA, that I have other data that shows NASA across the board on 53,000 machines, they're missing 426,000 patches, critical patches, an average of 8 per system. So the ACES contract accounts for a large majority of all their missing patches. And I think that's the real key here. Rene Wynn, the CIO, said, listen, these patches, this problem with security on the ACES contract, I just can't attest to it. And this, I think, explains why.
And did NASA officials say anything to you at all about what they hope to achieve with this conditional ATO? I mean, what is it conditioned on, and what are they expecting the vendor to do now that this caveated ATO has been issued?
Right. A couple things that they're requiring of HP. Number one, they are working together, obviously, to remediate the vulnerabilities. That's first and foremost. The second thing is they've come up with a POAM, a plan of action and milestones, which has to be developed, approved, and tracked until they're all closed up. Now, here's the thing. The idea of a POAM is something that they should have been doing all along. It's in OMB policy. It's in, again, FISMA. So the fact is that either they have one and they're updating it or they're creating a new one. But if that's the only way they're holding them accountable, to the sources I've talked to said that's not nearly enough, because for too long, one of the big problems is that, at least the sources I've been told, is that they feel like HP has had the upper hand on NASA versus NASA having the upper hand on their contractor. And they believe that, this is just not stringent enough. They should have done more. They should have maybe threatened to pull their contract. They should have maybe not picked up option periods. There are things that could have happened over the last year or two to really press HP into doing it. But I think that that's just not enough. One of the things that NASA told me as well, which I thought was interesting, was the fact that they're also, HP has got to provide bi-weekly status updates for each of those planned actions and milestones. And they have, basically 180 days to fix this. So roughly 6 months. So that's how long this quote unquote conditional ATO is good for.
And if they don't, do we know what happens?
Well, if they don't, it's unclear how NASA, what their next step is. Now, from a contracting perspective, NASA easily could issue what they call a cure notice, which is the next step, the step before canceling a contract. Basically says, cure this problem, fix this problem, or you're in bigger trouble and we're going to cancel your contract. So that has happened, not in this case, but in other cases before that we've seen. They could also apply pressure in other ways. They could withhold performance bonuses. A lot of contracts are based on cost plus performance fees. They could withhold performance fees, which is in many ways the profit that many vendors make. But it's unclear, based on the information I have, about what comes next.
Now, Jason, as you said, this follows up on a story that you wrote back in February when you first reported on the existence of all these security issues. And interestingly, at that time, NASA basically said, nothing to see here. There is no problem. Aside from the fact that they're now acknowledging there's a problem, what's changed since February?
Well, I think the biggest change is that acknowledgement, as you point out. The fact that not only this data that I have on our website, federalnewsradio.com, shows how many missing patches there are, but it also the fact is that Renee Nguyen, the CIO, let the ATO expire. It's interesting. My sources told me that after the story came out, they were told, "Oh, that story's full of inaccuracies." And then the next breath, they were told, "But we're going to fix the problems." So if it's full of inaccuracies, what problems are they fixing? That's really the interesting piece there. So I think the biggest change is that maybe there's a bigger recognition on NASA's side that this ACES contract needs to be fixed and improved.